Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A judge in Cook County, Illinois, barred Donald Trump from the state's upcoming primary ballot, citing Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, also known as the Insurrection Clause. The Supreme Court has agreed to take up the former president's claim of presidential immunity.
The Supreme Court says it will take up former President Donald Trump's claim of absolute presidential immunity as he faces criminal charges brought by special counsel Jack Smith for alleged efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election. The court now taking on a monumental unanswered question. Can a former president be criminally prosecuted for actions taken while in office?
ABC's Devin Dwyer. The House is expected to vote tomorrow on a deal that was reached by House and Senate leaders to avert a partial government shutdown. The Justice Department is reportedly investigating the incident on an Alaska Air flight where a Boeing door plug blew out of the cabin. This is ABC News. The FDA says fast food wrappers and packaging, which contain so-called forever chemicals, are no longer being sold in the U.S. Wendy's is clarifying its dynamic pricing plan that caused a lot of controversy.
Wendy's was grilled this week over reports that the burger chain was spending $20 million to update its menu boards and stores and drive-thrus to digital displays, with the thought they would then be able to adjust prices on the fly and perhaps raise prices at peak times, a kind of surge pricing plan a la Uber. But Wendy says that's not the case. Their intent was misconstrued. They have no surge pricing plans, and the new menus may allow them to more easily offer discounts, among other on-the-fly changes. So the price of a fries and Frosty will stay frozen. For now, Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Digital news outlets The Intercept, Raw Story, and Alternet are suing OpenAI, accusing the company of using their journalism without permission, credit, or payment for its ChatGPT bot. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
It's Oscar season, and since the awards started in 1929, more than 3,000 Oscars have been awarded. But only 60 have been won by black actors. The first black woman to win Best Lead Actress was Halle Berry for the film Monsters Ball in 2002. Denzel Washington earned Best Lead Actor for Training Day also in 2002, marking the first time both of the top Oscars were won by African Americans. That hasn't happened since. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
It's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade.
Hey to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition, and you can learn more at miwsac.org.
Awesome. Hey, we got an unbelievable show. I've had people call me on the phone and text me after they saw your promo, Haley, about our guest, and they're really excited to listen in, and we're really excited to have Ricky on. And Ricky Medlock, who's Dakota Sioux and Cherokee, an American musician, a founder and current member of Lynyrd Skynyrd, and frontman for Southern Indigenous rock band Blackfoot. We want to welcome you, and we are just so happy and grateful that you're on, Ricky. Thanks for being on Native Roots Radio.
Hey, I wouldn't have missed it for anything. I really wouldn't have. And thank you for inviting me and having me on.
Well, Ricky, this is you got something coming up here real soon, and I just want to let everyone know that I'm Wakunja Hade, Robert Pilot, of Ho-Chunk Nation, a citizen of Ho-Chunk Nation, and I'm really glad to talk to another brother that's been in the music business because, you know, Ricky, us natives love rock and we love Southern rock, and we're just really blessed to have you on today.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, I'm really quite honored by this because this is actually, you are probably the first native run media radio station I've ever been on. And this is quite an honor. And I really appreciate, like I said, I really am honored that you've got me on here. I really am.
Well, and it's really great timing, too. You're going to be here in the Twin Cities, Medina, the legendary yes. Medina Ballroom. And also, you have a new single coming out, Never Run Out of Road. And we want to talk about that. We want to yes. talk about you. We want to talk about there's a nonprofit that you're supporting that's near and dear to everybody's heart that listens to the yes. show. And so we're excited to get going. And I know my Chujunk, which means niece, Haley here, the producer, she loves music. And Haley, yeah. just jump in and anytime you want.
Oh, well, thank you. And Ricky, thank you so much, Pina Gigi, for being here. I just want to introduce myself. I'm Haley Cherry, the producer here. And like Robert said, I'm his Chujunk. So he is my Daga, my uncle in Ho-Chunk language. And I am also Ho-Chunk descendant and descendant of the Winnebago tribe in Nebraska. And my name is Trasha Pewungaweneek, which means little eagle princess. And thank you again, Ricky, for being on.
Well, thank you, Haley. I appreciate it. Yes.
Well, you know, this show wouldn't happen if it wasn't for Haley. So she's got a grip of questions here for me, for you. And I know by talking to you a little bit pre-show that this is going to be a really jam-packed show. I would like you, if you don't mind, Ricky, and our listening audience and watching audience all over Turtle Island, I wouldn't mind if you just did a promo for me right now.
Sure.
Say your name and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
You got it. Hi, I'm Ricky Medlock of Lynyrd Skynyrd, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio right here.
Ho-wah.
Yeah.
Right on, Pina Gigi. Hey, Haley, you know, let's talk a little bit here to Ricky. Why don't you pop up one of the first questions here? I got a little technical difficulties going on here, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no problem. Well, I know that we're here to talk about your new single, the Ricky Medlock Band's song, Never Run Out of Road. And this supports our missing and murdered Indigenous women and relatives in
Correct.
Our Native communities
Correct.
And across Turtle Island. And like you said, this is, you know, probably the first Native ran radio station that you've been on. And we're really grateful to be here in the Twin Cities where we have Minneapolis, where American Indian movement started along the American Indian Cultural
yes.
Corridor on Franklin Avenue.
Yes.
So this, you know, our missing and murdered Indigenous women and relatives, this it's a really crucial epidemic going on in our communities. And I think every person knows someone who's been affected by this and has lost someone or has still to this day never found their relative. And I just want to point out too, like we talk about so much here on Native Roots Radio, how much the state of Minnesota does for MMIW and MMIR. I just want to shout out like our state Senator Mary Kunish, who we're so thankful is on every week with us. And she's worked so hard across the legislative table to push the first ever MMIWR state office across the country, which is amazing. So I want to shout out State Senator Mary Kunish, as well as Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition and our Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center as well.
Yeah. Well, Ricky, let's talk a little bit before I forget, because I have a good memory, but it's short. You know, I'm one of those baby elders now. You know, I'm 62. I'm one of those baby elders. Let's talk about the show Friday and then maybe talk a little bit about how the single came about.
Well, I, you know, here's the way it goes. And I'm going to kind of retrace some stuff here. Starting with the way this single came about. And I'll go, and I'll even rewind and go back even a little further. I was here for years through a production company out of LA. I was trying to get a TV show into production about missing and murdered indigenous women. And we were trying to get the funding, trying to get networks involved, trying to doing our best. I had been in touch with some people and had them interested through William Shatner's production company. And honestly, we got shut down at every turn.
Wow.
Nobody wanted to hear. Nobody wanted to, you know, talk about it. So it kind of got put on the back burner, as they say. Now, even before that, I had done a preliminary show called Homeland Nation, where if everybody wants to look at it, they can see the trailer for it on YouTube. And you type in Ricky Medlock, Homeland Nation. And you'll see basically what it was about. There again, was shut down at every turn for funding or, you know, network or anything like that. Nothing back then like it is now with all your streaming platforms. Well, this song was a song that I had written probably several years ago, 6, 7, 8 years ago. With another really incredibly talented musician by the name of Charlie Starr, who is the lead singer, lead guitar player for the group Blackberry Smoke. And what happened was when Lynyrd Skynyrd goes on hiatus, I'm left, you know, trying to figure out things to do with my time because I'm sitting for 3, 4, 5 months at a time. And anybody can tell you that's close to me, probably my significant other, it's not a good thing to leave Ricky being bored. I can only do so much fishing, and then it's time for me to be on the road, pick up a guitar, and play music. What happened was is I have a very, very good friend who was in the latter parts of the group Blackfoot. When I kept the band going, and his name is Mark Warple. And Mark had a band, or has a band, still does, called Them Pesky Kids. And they are up there, you know, they're up here in Minnesota playing current gigs and stuff like that. Well, anyway, this song was culminated by Mark and I. And through Mark's connection with a guy named Scott, was put out on Rock the Cause. Rock the Cause, you can pick a charitable organization to donate part of the proceeds. And that's what I did. I picked the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center. And that's kind of a, you know, a roundabout way to explain it. But I'm very happy to do so. And not only that,
let's take a quick break, Ricky.
Yes, sir.
Right on. This is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short message. Oh, wow.
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis Air on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Hey, if you're like a lot of people, you're probably relieved that the holiday celebrations are over. But there's one thing that might stay with us from the holidays besides all those gifts, and that's COVID-19. Numbers from COVID are going up as we spend more time inside. And Native Americans are seeing even bigger case spikes. With all the indoor celebrations over the holidays, you may have unknowingly been exposed to someone with COVID-19. That's why it's important to stay vigilant. If you notice any symptoms like a fever, a tickle in the throat, or heavy fatigue, take an at-home test. They're still free and can be ordered at sayyeshometest.org. If you do test positive, you're eligible for free treatment, and no health insurance is required. Visit health.state.mn.us to connect with providers and receive your treatment. Let's make 2024 the healthiest year ever, securing a brighter future for our Native community.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by All My Relations Arts and their Kearns Gallery exhibit, O'Keezy, in partnership with the American Swedish Institute, running now until April 13th at 1414 East Franklin Avenue, Minneapolis.
Right on. Hey, we are here with Ricky Medlock, and he's Lakota, Sioux, and Cherokee, and he's an American musician and founding member and current member of Lynyrd Skynyrd and frontman of for a Southern Indigenous rock band called Blackfoot. We're so excited to talk about his new single. Also, he'll be playing March 1st at the Medina Center Entertainment Center and with Black Oak. And the tickets... ticket information, do we have that, Haley?
Yes. Well, we can go on the Medina website. I believe the Medina Entertainment Center still has tickets going out there. But yeah, it'll be coming up this Friday, March 1st. I know doors open. Was it 7:30 and show is at 8 o'clock, I think.
I think doors are open at 7 o'clock.
7, okay.
Yeah.
And Ricky kind of waits, makes everyone wait, have a few cocktails, and then they come out, and then they jam on for hours, right?
We're coming on. We'll be on it by about 9:15 and do an hour and a half of full on assault music. And I tell you what, it's kind of a walk through my history of music. There's Blackfoot songs in there. There's some Lynyrd Skynyrd, and there's songs featured by artists that was a big influence in my life. Artists that people will recognize their songs and, you know, stuff like that. But it's also kind of a storyteller's night. And I tell a couple of things, you know, that people maybe do not know about myself and about, you know, my roots and where I came from as far as music goes. And it's a well-rounded show. We're excited about it. In fact, I'm on my way to rehearsal in a little while to put the finishing touches on, and we'll be ready to rock.
Awesome.
Right on. Hey, Ricky, we had a break for a commercial, and you were giving us some really awesome information about, you know, this group that you support with your new song and your new music. I'd love to have you finish your story up.
Well, as I was saying, this all culminated with us taking the song, recording it, and a guy named Scott from Rock the Cause Records came in, wanted to do this project. And I found out that you could choose these different charity organizations, whatever you wanted. Well, I got a hold of a very good friend of mine who is a brother, of course, and his name is Gil Birmingham, the actor that plays on Yellowstone, that's the tribal chairman, you know, on the show. Gil and I've been like brothers for years, and I got a hold of him because I knew they in the third season, they had done a segment on Yellowstone about this particular, you know, about this particular problem. He said, you know, he said that Taylor Sheridan, when we did that, donated to a certain charity. Let me get a hold of him and find out which one it is. Well, he did, and he came back to me, and he said Taylor donated to the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center. And I went, boom, there it is. That was my first one. And then I picked two other ones, which is the Dreamcatchers Charitable Fund from the Eight Nations up in Seneca, you know, up in Toronto, and also the National Wolves, Save the Wolves Foundation. I'm big into animals. I'm a huge animal lover. And so there's the three there, but the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center was my main one, is the main important one for me. And you know what? There's three more songs coming this year. And those three songs, I'm going to continue to have part of the proceeds go to just this particular problem. As a matter of fact, I was watching your, you know, watching the break there and seeing what you guys do. And I'd like to talk to you about, you know, donating to one of the funds up here. And we can do that at some point, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome. And Ricky, it's really awesome. And my wife is usually on, and she talks about our sacred animals at least once or twice a week. And we're with you on that. We here in Minnesota are really fighting to preserve our wolves, our population. We have the largest gray wolf population in the country here. It seems like when we get further away from the tall buildings, people don't respect Mother Earth or Father Sky or our relatives.
Right, right. Well, you know something, I get upset, really get up. I have a lot of good friends in the music business, and a lot of those friends are hunters. And look, I can understand about, you know, if you're going to hunt and you're going to feed yourself and your family and stuff like that, you know, that's not a waste. But I'm very upset about a lot of things here recently. One of my friends in the music business took a guy out and they shot a white buffalo. And I got very upset at that. And from what I understand, it was on a farm of some sort to where, you know, they could pay to get on the farm and they could go and, you know, make heroes out of themselves and do the kill. I guess there's no reverence put to the fact that any white buffalo is very sacred to natives. And, you know, that really didn't sit well with me. But, you know something? The Wolf Foundation that we're donating to comes by way of that picture that you see that goes along with the new record. That photo of me comes by way of a very incredibly well-renowned photographer. Her name is Kat Benzanova, and she travels exclusively a lot of times with Aerosmith and Guns N' Roses and people of that sort. And when we were doing these donations, you know, getting up to donate to different places, I knew that she had started this foundation about saving the wolves, and got a hold of her. And she said, Ricky, you're more than welcome to use that photo as long as, you know, you donate to that charitable organization. I said, no problem. You got it. So I'll continue to do. With every song I put out, I'm telling you, I will continue to donate to the MMIW. I will continue to donate to a lot of your, you know, animal resources. That's my big thing. That's what my heart tells me to do, and I follow my heart, you know?
Hey, Ricky, we got like a couple minutes here, and I'd like to give everyone a little taste of your new song here while we go out to commercial. That's
all right.
Let's take a look at Never Run Out of Road.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Woohoo!
like so many before me. I know the highway is the truth. With every mile there's a story, and never running out of road till the good Lord leads me home. Counting lines in all directions, old southern winds carry me. With the same old wicked temptations, and lights the fire under me. I've got that reason for moving on, and I'll never run out of road. The truth will lead me on. I've got good reason for being gone, and I'll never run out of road till the good Lord leads me on. As I roll under these northern lights.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower. Well, not really, but it sounds fun. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A judge in Cook County, Illinois, barred Donald Trump from the state's upcoming primary ballot, citing Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, also known as the Insurrection Clause. The Supreme Court has agreed to take up the former president's claim of presidential immunity.
The Supreme Court says it will take up former President Donald Trump's claim of absolute presidential immunity as he faces criminal charges brought by special counsel Jack Smith for alleged efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election. The court now taking on a monumental unanswered question. Can a former president be criminally prosecuted for actions taken while in office?
ABC's Devin Dwyer. The House is expected to vote tomorrow on a deal that was reached by House and Senate leaders to avert a partial government shutdown. The Justice Department is reportedly investigating the incident on an Alaska Air flight where a Boeing door plug blew out of the cabin. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Every one of the 444 books that were challenged at the Elkhorn School District have been returned to their library shelves. The books were challenged by a parent in the district in November in one of the largest book challenges in the country. While the books have been put back in circulation, the district is putting up barriers to some of the books. Students looking to check out books by authors like Toni Morrison and John Green will now need their parents' permission. A bridge that connects southwest Wisconsin to Iowa could be closed for 2 months. Transportation officials shut down the Black Hawk Bridge over the Mississippi Sunday after the span was found to be moving slightly. The bridge is almost 100 years old and a replacement is being built nearby. About 2,000 vehicles cross the bridge every day. For now, people will have to drive to Prairie du Chien or La Crosse to get across. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight with lows around 10 above, but sunny and much warmer tomorrow, highs near 50 and breezy. Sunny, breezy, and even warmer Friday, high mid-50s. The warmth continues to build for the weekend, partly cloudy and low 60s Saturday, near 70 Sunday. Right now, we're at 11.
It's Black History Month.
and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
It's Oscar season, and since the award started in 1929, more than 3,000 Oscars have been awarded. But only 60 have been.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACD, in Minneapolis.
Yeah, what a great organization they are, and we really appreciate their support. Hey, we are here with our new friend, Ricky Medlock, and he's Lakota, Dakota Sioux and Cherokee, and he's also American musician and founding member and current member of Lynyrd Skynyrd and the front man for Southern Indigenous rock band Blackfoot. And Ricky, wow, what a great song, and we'll be playing some more of that cut a little later here. We really appreciate you being on, and I think this is kind of the portion of the show that Haley's got tracked out for me, is that I don't know if you're old enough to remember the show This Is Your Life, but we're going to start asking you questions about how you got your start, and I don't know. We don't have anyone that'll come out and sneak in and knew you when you were young, but we'll have some questions. You know, how did you get started? Tell us a little bit about that.
My biological mother, her father, my grandfather, they were just a big music family. And my grandfather and my grandparents adopted me and raised me. And on my mother's side, that's where the Cherokee Creek connection comes in, from her mother. And my grandfather and my grandmother adopted me and raised me. After I was born, my biological father, he kind of went elsewhere, went travels, you know, did his thing. And so my grandparents raised me, and my grandfather played in and out of Nashville all the time with a lot of your well-renowned back then, a lot of your well-renowned country stars. And he was a road guy. And what was really interesting was that when he would come home and be home for a while off the road, he played on a TV show that was simulcast out of Jacksonville on the CBS affiliated station WMBR. One day he was going to do the show, and he went there and he asked the guy whose show it was. His name was Toby Dowdy. He asked Toby, he said, "Look, I've been working up a song with my grandson. I've bought him a miniature banjo, and I would like to bring him on the show and let us do a song together." And Toby says, "Well, how old is your grandson?" He said, "He's 3. And he says, "3 years old? He can play what now?" He goes, "I've got to see this." He goes, "Yeah, bring him on." So the following week, the following Saturday, my grandfather brought me with him, and I brought my banjo, and I've got pictures of it. If people don't believe it, I have actual pictures of me standing in the TV studio with my grandfather, and he brought me on there, and we played a song together. And the cards and letters came into the TV station, and it was so overwhelming that Toby allowed me to come back, for 5 years. I was on there for 5 years, starting until I was 8 years old.
Wow. So,
in the midst of it, I learned how to play guitar, and I also learned how to play drums. And that's how I got my musical start, right there.
Wow, it sounds like how the Osmonds got their start on what's-his-name show back in the day. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, Andy Williams. Yeah.
Yes, yes, that's a great story. Now, was your grandfather named Shorty?
Yep.
So that's the Shorty story.
Shorty Medlock, yep.
Yeah, wow, what a story. What a story, yeah. Huh, Haley?
Absolutely. I mean, 3 years old, that's quite the talented little toddler there.
I love telling that story to people because they kind of look at me like, yeah, you know. And then I pull out the pictures, and I pull out the pictures. They're going, wow, you're kidding. And you can see me right there holding the banjo and right there next to my grandfather, and Toby's over our shoulder. And you know what? I'll be honest with y'all. I really feel like I've had a really extraordinary life. I've been involved in music this whole time. Never really wanted to do anything else. I felt in my heart this was my destiny, was to play music. And you know what? I'll never forget my grandfather when he first saw me playing live on stage, you know, with Blackfoot, you know, in front of a big crowd. I'll never forget. He looked at me and he told me, he says, you know what? The Creator gave you an extra special kiss when you were born. And I've always taken that to heart and go, yeah, I think he was right. You know what I mean?
Wow. What a great story. So was a lot of your influence with country, and then country rock came to be. Is that how that went? Or tell some of your other influences.
Well, you know, my grandfather really, other than country, he was big into the blues and the Delta blues. As a matter of fact, when I first joined Lynyrd Skynyrd as a drummer back in early 1971, we went by my house to drop my luggage off when I flew into Jacksonville so I could go start rehearsal with the guys on drums. I played drums with the guys the first time around. So they were able to see my grandfather. He was sitting on the porch with a dobro on his knee, on his lap, playing the blues. And Ronnie, the original singer, was just taken by that. Well, later on, Ronnie used that inspiration, as people, a lot of people know now, use that inspiration to write Curtis Lowe, the Lynyrd Skynyrd song.
Wow.
And my grandfather was something else. He, not only could he play all these stringed instruments, but he played them incredibly well. He was very gifted, very talented. Banjo, dobro, mandolin, guitar, harmonica, I mean, violin, fiddle, right through the whole thing. And I picked up that, I guess it was a gene that was born inside of me. And I've used it ever since day one.
That's awesome. Well, yeah, in like the late 60s, early 70s, is that... So I was just, I'm 62 now. So I was, you know, in my teens. Was Southern rock just starting then, or had it been around for a while, or was it morphing from something else?
Well, you know what? Southern rock was a term the record labels used. I remember when the Allman Brothers started out, it kind of wasn't used then. It wasn't until Lynyrd Skynyrd broke big in the, you know, in 73, 74, that the term Southern rock started being used. And then all of a sudden I was in Blackfoot and it was still being used, Southern rock. We never really thought about it being Southern rock. We just thought we were a band from the South. And we played what we played, and it was rock and roll. We just never considered that. But it was the actual record companies that gave it that that term. And you know what? It still follows right today. people, you know, I got to tell you, people flock in droves to come out to see the band and to hear that music. I mean, that music is so iconic and will be around a lot longer after I'm gone. That's for sure. And you know what? We're proud of what we are. I'm proud of what I am for sure.
Yeah.
And you know what? Like I said, I feel very blessed and fortunate that I've been able to do what I do and, you know, make the music that I make. And you know what? I hope that I'm here for many, many more years making music because this is all I love to do. You know, Merle Haggard was asked a really incredible question one time by a young lady. She said, "Mr. Haggard, why you don't need to be out here. You've got yourself set in your life. Why do you do this?" And he looked at her and he said, "Honey, this is what I do. I play music. And the same goes for me. This is what I do. I couldn't think about doing anything else."
Wow. You know, and just the iconic songs back then, you know, Free Bird, Simple Man, Sweet Home Alabama, you know, just these songs that I grew up with that are still being played in classic rock stations across the country.
Oh, yeah.
Tuesday's Gone. I mean, God, just, yeah, this is just, Haley and I are going to make sure we get out to Shakopee there and see, or is it Prairie Island? Prairie Island to see you, but also going to try and get out there Friday. Tell everybody, Haley, again, where he's going to be playing, where Ricky's going to be playing.
Yeah, so this Friday, March 1st, show is starting at 8 or 9. I think you said you'll take the stage, Ricky, at the Medina Entertainment Center in Minnesota here. And then Lynyrd Skynyrd, I know we were talking a little bit before the show, and Lynyrd Skynyrd has a show date here at Prairie Island, August 30th, I believe. And I would be, I would love to come out and support you, Ricky. I'd love to come out there and hear some of the classics. And I think it would be amazing if we could have all of the natives in our community show up and we'll all have a crowd and a little section rooting
and
you on.
And we'll all have a good powwow.
Yes.
That's right. Hey, Ricky, let's listen to a little more taste of your song, Never Run Out of the Road, here for the break. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
There you go.
Counting lines in all directions, old southern winds carry me with the same old wicked temptations that bites the fire up to me. I've got that reason for moving on, and I'll never run out of road. The truth will lead me on. I've got good reason for being gone, and I'll never run out of road till the good Lord leads me on.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why Native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl! Ricky, you didn't howl with us, bro. Right on. Hey, we're here.
I'm glad to get that, the howlingforwolves.org. I'm going to save that. And maybe on the next record, I turn around and I do that, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, we could definitely hook you up with Maureen Hackett, who's the founder of that, and yes, just exchange emails. She's a big supporter of Native Roots Radio and also has been a guest many times, and it was just her birthday a couple days ago.
Hey, it was just mine, about a week and a half ago.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Right on.
I don't mind them birthdays now.
Haley's...
Because I realize there's no going back. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, Haley's birthday's coming up here. She's a Gen Zer. She's gonna, her generation's gonna save us and the planet here. But Haley's birthday. When is it? Saturday?
Yeah, Monday, the 4th.
Wow! Happy birthday!
Thank you. Ditto.
So let's talk a little bit, you know, it got me thinking, over the years, what are some of the fun people that you toured with all your bands? Oh. You mentioned the Allman Brothers, a tear comes to my eye when I think of those guys, back in the day, and the live albums that they did, you know, Whip and Post.
Oh, yes.
and all those songs. Who else have you, toured with?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, back in the day with Blackfoot, mm-hmm. We toured with, my goodness, we toured with AC/DC, Foreigner, Ted Nugent, we toured with Iron Maiden and wow. The Scorpions, and I mean, it was just an array of people that we were on the road with. With Skynyrd, I mean, over the years, you know, ZZ Top has been with us, and mm-hmm. Sammy Hagar has been with us. And I mean, just, you know what, I really feel very fortunate that I have been able to stand on stage and, you know, next to some of the world's greatest musicians. I mean, I really have. I mean, I was just speaking to somebody about the great singer Paul Rogers from Free and Bad Company.
Yeah.
You know, we were able to stand on stage, Johnny, Gary, and I, and stand there and play a song with them, jam with them on a song called Gone, 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 which was a Bad Company tune. And, you know, those memories like that, and knowing that I've come in contact with some of the world's greatest, I mean, kind of became friends with Robert Plant, John Bonham's son. You know, it's interesting, when you're in this business, believe it or not, this business is a very small business, because you do run into quite a lot of people. Like my significant other, she has been in the music business all her life. She's from Memphis, Tennessee, and she has sang with some of the world's greatest entertainers and greatest personalities that there is. She came, we actually met each other when Lynyrd Skynyrd and Kid Rock was touring together. She sang with Kid Rock for 16 years.
Wow.
And before that, she was with Joe Walsh for four tours. She did work with Keith Richards and Ron Wood. I mean, the list just goes on. So now she's with us. She's one of the backing vocalists for Lynyrd Skynyrd now. But, you know, standing on stage, I've been able to stand next to Greg Allman. Wow. I've been able to stand next to, you know, Charlie Daniels. I've been able to stand next to whoever and actually play on stage with those guys. And you know what? I feel very blessed at that. I do. And
Who do you listen to now? Is there anybody you listen to that's new now? Who do you put on your cassette player?
Well, you know what? I was just talking downstairs at the hotel here. One of my favorite bands to listen to, not too many people know about them, and I would urge everybody to go look up their music, is a band called Rival Sons. From Ricky's point of view, they're a really good band. I also listen to Blackstone Cherry, who's going to be on this tour with us and ZZ Top. They're the opening band. I listen to Blackberry Smoke. I listen to those guys. I listen to a lot of stuff. And then on the flip side of it, believe it or not, I am a huge enthusiast for flamenco music.
Yeah.
I love Spanish flamenco music, Spanish flamenco guitar.
Mm-hmm.
When I used to tour in Spain, I used to love to go to Seville and go to the flamenco clubs and sit and listen for hours.
A little Malaguena on the guitar.
Oh yeah. I love Spanish guitar.
Yeah. Geez. That's unbelievable. Stan Kenton turned that into a big jazz song, but Malaguena is one of the most awesome guitar songs that I've ever heard.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's I want to play a little more of your music, but we got a couple more minutes. Haley, I know you're itching to get in a question there. And also, if you don't mind, give a quick promo of what's going on Friday to our listeners again.
Yes, well, Ricky Medina Band will be playing with the Black Oak. I'm sorry, I'm totally blanking on who is opening for you. But they'll be playing at Friday, March 1st at the Medina Entertainment Center. Tickets you can get at Medina Entertainment Center's website. But yeah, and then you'll also be touring with Lynyrd Skynyrd, which I'm totally pumped about come this August. So
that'll be great.
Yeah, I hear rumors that Native Roots Radio might have backstage passes. I said backseat passes.
Backseat
passes. I'll take a backseat pass.
Yeah. There we go. Do a live show out there.
Exactly. Well, Ricky, I want to end by playing your song here. Do you have anything else you would like to tell our listeners out there on Turtle Island? We have people all over the country listening to us on civic media in the Twin Cities, Wisconsin, in the five-state area. We have a lot of people listening. The stage is yours.
You know, I, in closing, I would like to say, you know, first of all, thank you two for letting me visit you two today and talk with you. It's a great honor for me. Other than that, you know what? When we all need to get involved in these issues, especially the MMIW cause, you know, it's gone on for too long. Mm-hmm. It's been going, you know, it's an epidemic, that's gone on for decades after decades.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that we need, you know, we need to get more involved. We need people in legislative branches to get involved and bring it out in the open and talk about it. It's like it's never talked about. And I really believe that we need that. I'm going to be out here talking about it constantly. It's not going to, it's not nothing from my hidden agenda, that's for sure. But thank you too, once again. I really appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to seeing y'all come out and boogie with us.
Right on. And we'll have you on again. This has really been our pleasure.
And
we'll do it again. And as you can see, we can do it anywhere in the country that you are. And so
there you go. You got
right
it.
Right on. Ricky Medlock, thank you, Big Peenagigi. That's play the a little cut of your song, Never Run Out of the Road. This is
Take Care, everybody.
Ho-wah.
The truth will leave me on. I've got good reason for being gone. And I never run out of road to the good Lord.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Thursday on Nightlight, I'm joined by author Brett Kissinger and Wisconsin Area Music Industry Vice President Ron Books. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please...
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin saw a dramatic change in temperature from Tuesday night to Wednesday morning, breaking records in some parts of the state. In Madison, temperatures dropped from 70 degrees Tuesday to just 11 degrees Wednesday morning, a 59-degree swing. That's the biggest shift in the city's history. In Milwaukee, highs of 74 Tuesday were followed by lows of 16 Wednesday, a 58-degree change. $15 million is on its way to Wisconsin's Chippewa Valley to support healthcare access as two local hospitals and several area clinics are set to close in April. The legislature approved the money last week. Governor Evers signed the bill Wednesday with some line item vetoes to allow more flexibility. In addition to emergency rooms, the money can now help with everything from urgent care services to mental health care. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here, bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings on WLAK. This isn't just for farmers, people. It's for anybody that enjoys food. Tune in 5 a.m. on Lake Air 1260 WLAK Amory.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
It's time for the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is the voice of the working class, Rick Smith.
And welcome, brothers, sisters, working class heroes. This is the Rick Smith Show. Thanks so much for being here today on the big program.